Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Do you not want to wait? Neither do we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows taught me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Just here we are again, another season finished in the books.
I can't believe it.
Can you believe it? We have finished season 5 of Dawson's Creek.
We need a master cut of every time we finished a season of any show on this podcast where Sarah says, in the books.
In the books.
Exactly.
What books? Where's the books?
Where are the books?
Here's the books. Now, I will say that I am such a pro calendar person. I think I've
spoken so many
to
calendars.
You about this. So I've enabled my fifth calendar this week, which was a big deal because
this is an electric, okay. Electronic calendar,
or as I like digital. To call it, a digical.
Digical.
What do you think about digical?
I get it.
Digital calendar.
I understand. I don't know that I would ever say digical.
Okay,
it kind of reminds me of like Digimon, and I think that's why I'm like
digital monsters.
Digital monsters. Digital, oh my god, I never thought about it. Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's how the song goes. Digimon, digital monsters. Oh. We're a digital monster crew.
I didn't know you were such a fan of the Digimon.
I'm really not.
Know it?
I just know it somehow.
From your Hobo Ho days?
No. From all the boys I pretended to be entertained by their bullshit. So I have my digical. I have my Lily Pulitzer agenda. Mm-hmm. I have my wall calendar. That's it's not a whiteboard. It's like an acrylic board.
It's clear. Yeah. It's
clear. And then I have the calendar on the kitchen fridge, and then I have my weekly calendar, which is my favorite calendar.
So many calendars. I will say I have like two calendars, unless you want to count my work Outlook calendar, which I don't count because it's just work stuff.
Well, who looks at that?
Never. We have a fridge calendar, which is big, just usually for like big events. And like,
is my birthday on your fridge calendar?
I don't think so, but it's on my electronic calendar.
Oh.
It's on my digital calendar.
Our friendship is over, baby.
But I do love, the thing I love about my calendar is color coding it, because it looks so beautiful when I'm done.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. We got SNSTM pink. It's always pink in
always
my head.
Pink. Always pink. It is always pink. It's flamingo pink, to be exact.
Flamings.
On the actual, like, we use a, what is it? Google calendar or whatever. So it's
Google Cal, as I
Google Cal.
Yeah.
Can we call it G-Cal? I feel like that sounds better than Gook-Cal.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Mm-hmm. I've never called any of this anything. Are you pro flamingo?
Like the bird?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I saw flamingos in Mexico. They're beautiful.
Yeah, top five animal for me. I'm a really big fan.
I don't think they're top five for me, but like I appreciate them. You know why they're pink, right?
The shrimp.
Yeah, they eat so much shrimpies.
Nom. But it doesn't make sense because shrimp are gray.
Well, they're cooked in pink. They cook them?
Exactly. This is why
they roast them over a fire.
I think this is fake news.
No.
Yeah, I think real. That this is just flamingo propaganda.
Oh my gosh. No, yeah. You have to just believe, I think.
What they want. If you just believe, then the flamingos will be pink.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's a Saturday. It decided to just start snowing. Finally, it is my first day that I'm not hearing like buzzing noises because the neighbors, all my neighbors, have been having trees removed, which means it's like, run, 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 like constantly, like freaking chainsaws out there. And it just started snowing, so it stopped my neighbor from using his chainsaw. So I'm very pleased because it's very annoying.
Tree gate. We got to get them out before Arbor Day because there's nothing worse than chopping trees on Arbor Day.
I think you'd go to hell. I think that's a direct sentence to hell.
Yeah. H-E double hockey sticks. Yes. As the kids say. Literal kids, not Gen X, just the literal children.
How about you? You got your nails done this morning, as you're wont to do on a Saturday.
Yeah, I have my 8:30 nail appointment with Janine. Mm-hmm. Janine's my favorite.
Shout out to Janine.
Janine. She has no idea about my life. Well, she does, but she doesn't. She told me, did I ever tell you that she told me that I have to drink warm water, not hot water?
You did tell me this, and I found this to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I feel like Janine is the person from your life that we talk most about besides like your fiance, because Janine has a stranglehold on how you live your life. Yeah. In a way that is just very envious. I don't know how she got her little talons in there and she grabbed hold. And yeah, I don't understand this thing about drinking warm water. I don't understand how it matters.
She says it has to be warm water because it has to meet the temperature in your body. So you can't drink boiling water and you can't drink cold water. You have to drink warm water.
But it'll turn into warm water once it's in your system.
I don't know. She said it's good for gut health.
This is ridiculous.
I don't know. She got a haircut today. She looked great.
Do you think Janine listens to the podcast?
No, I don't even think that she knows what I do on a day-to-day.
Oh my gosh. She should. Yeah. You're like BFFs with Janine. Shout out to
Janine. I know, but I asked Janine, like, I know all about her yoga. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Season five.
Yeah. In the books.
In the books.
The Creek books. We have one season left, but before we get to season six, we have to talk all through season five, which like in some ways was a bit of a hot mess of a season.
Much better than anticipated.
I think so. I think people were very down on season five, which then when we got to it, it was like, oh, it's not as bad as people say it is.
Exactly.
There were some bad points, but
yeah, I live my life at if I live with the lowest of expectations, then you can never get disappointed. So the more you tell me that it sucks, the more I'll be like, okay, it's going to suck. And then the happier I am when it doesn't really suck.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. And I mean, let's dive into it because we have some characters to talk through, some stuff to talk through. As we've said previously, so we usually do some like character breakdowns. Then we rank our characters, do some MVPs, LVPs, talk through some of the best and worst episodes, talk through the predictions that Sarah made from season five and see how right they were. And then our hopes and dreams for the upcoming season. We rank the seasons, talk through our draft winners, all on and on and on and on and on. So let's dive in. Let's start with the man, the myth, the man who lost his virginity this season, Dawson Leary.
Yeah.
He did it.
He did it. Finally. Big D.
More than once.
Big D lost his big V. And it was really, I think it was a really good season for Dawson, especially because like a lot of good stuff happened. Like he did a lot of growing, he did a lot of changing, and just having to deal with the growing pains of life. So obviously the focuses are like Hollywood in school and dropping out of school, losing his dad and his relationships. So I think that we should dig into the fact that like he went to Hollywood, like he had his dream of going to California and going to film school. He went to USC, which is do you remember what the mascot is for USC?
Oh God, is it a bear?
Definitely not. Is it a bird? UCLA. There's
too many. Listen, you know what? I don't remember. What is it?
Trojans. It's the Trojans.
Oh, the condoms. Great.
Sure. So he went to USC and, you know, Hollywood just wasn't what he expected it to be. And he wound up getting fired from his internship on his very first day. And after a lifelong dream of going to California, he wants to go back to Boston.
Yeah. And like part of the reason, obviously, is the whole Joey thing, like the forever will they, won't they of Dawson and Joey, the, you know, on again, off again situation where they were really only on once. And so he does return to Boston, but like this is where things really take a change for Dawson. Like this is only a few episodes in that Mitch dies in a car accident. And I do think, like, I know this was, we talked about it at the time, like this was the actor's decision. Obviously, we're at the point now where the show is more about the kids, less about the parents and the adults. And so it was the actor's decision that he wanted to be written off the show. But I do think, like, ultimately it makes for a really interesting plot point of Dawson dealing with grief. He's never had to really deal with this before. And I really like this for Dawson. Like, I mean, I hate this for Dawson. Like, I hate this happened to him. But I do think, like, it propelled the character forward in ways that, like, wouldn't have happened otherwise and really opened up other stories for him to be exploring, right? Like, we see him dealing with different therapy stuff. This is what brings him and Joey apart and also brings him and Jen together, which I know both of us were big fans of that storyline, was Dawson and Jen. It's who he ultimately loses his virginity to in episode 9. And I felt like this was my favorite stuff for Dawson of the season, was like the grief and him and Jen coming together. Mm-hmm. I think that was what the best stuff that Dawson had this season.
Yeah, definitely all the above. For Mitch passing away, I think that Dawson really needed something to happen in his life that made him grow up. And one of our critiques of Boy Meets World was that while Sean faced a lot of adversity, Corey did not. And we never really saw Corey grow up. And I think that this is what Dawson needed for us to really feel like he's becoming an adult. And the mental health stuff and the anxiety, the panic attacks that he was feeling around it was really interesting. I think that the role that he had to take in his family to step up and be the quote unquote man of the house was really interesting too, in his feeling of obligation. I think that the show did a really good job on grief. I talked a lot about this season, how I lost my father at a very similar age as Dawson, and just how that feels to be not an adult, but not a child, and trying to figure out like how to navigate life. Like Dawson's dad is not going to be there for the biggest moments of his life, and he won't even know him as an adult. And like trying to deal with that is kind of like a momentous aspect in your life. I totally agree with you that it also propelled him forward in like giving up the childhood dream of Joey and going to Jen, who is able to be there for him as a shoulder to lean on. And ultimately, you know, they were right for each other in that moment. He lost his virginity to her. He even had a little fling with a film critic. Like, he did a lot of growing this season. I think the things that don't, I mean, okay. So I was going to say the things that don't work for me is, I mean, Oliver, but in my opinion, that's kind of an Oliver problem and not a Dawson problem.
I agree with that, yeah.
In guerrilla filmmaking, when we got to see Dawson take the lead and be a director, I was so excited for him. I was like, he's doing a really good job. Shitty writer, don't write another thing in your life. But I think that it was really good seeing him in his element. And I really like seeing him making films and getting recognition. And I thought that that was really awesome. And I think that the things I didn't like about him and his storyline was specifically other characters.
Yeah, for me, I felt like Dawson's high point was certainly like midway through the season, right as he's like starting to get into the filmmaking stuff with Oliver, where like, I agree with you, Oliver annoyed me, Dawson wasn't annoying me. Mm-mm. And in fact, I felt like he did a decent job of handling Oliver up until the point where like they're out and having dinner with Jen and he's like completely ignoring Jen to talk to Oliver. Like that didn't, I didn't like that.
Jen didn't even have to be at that dinner.
No, again, Jen shouldn't have even been there. But I think where they started to lose me was how they were just like, well, you know what? Let's just have Dawson and Jen break up because we want them to. It didn't make sense to me at the time of like why they're breaking them up besides, oh, well, we want him to be back in this place with Joey by the end of the season. So he needs to break up with Jen to get there. And it almost like they manufactured reasons to have them break up. Like, oh, they don't have passion. It's like lies. We saw the passion, mm-hmm. you know, like maybe they lost the passion. That's different than never having had it in the first place. So ultimately, like, I really liked most of Dawson's storylines this season, but by the end, I was a little bit more frustrated in terms of, like, here we go again with the Dawson and Joey of it all. Like, what was it all for? What was all of the season for if we're going to end up in, like, the exact same place we started in an airport with Dawson and Joey? Like, yeah. That's the part that frustrated me was, like, we'll talk about Jen when we get to her, but like, I think she just gets like the shit beat out of her every single season. And I'm getting like so frustrated with it that she doesn't ever seem to get good things. And so, yeah, I think we all kind of saw it coming of like, Dawson's not going to be in LA for very long. He's going to come back to Boston, like obviously, but ultimately I liked how it ended up happening where like, okay, his dad's death happens. He's staying in town. It makes a lot of sense to
me. It does.
So
it does.
I thought Dawson had a good season. Like we've had some really bad Dawson seasons, but lately he's had really good seasons.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people, I think, give Dawson a hard time specifically for seasons 1 and 2, but.
And 3. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but 3 was a turning point for him. I just feel like, I don't know, like, I really don't think that Dawson is, like, that bad. And I think that...
Not lately.
No, and I also think that a lot of people's problem with Dawson is the fact that he gets in the way of Pacey and Joey. And I think that, like, I think that we all need to look at ourselves in the mirror and admit that Dawson is not reflected on their relationship. Like, it's not Dawson's fault. He's a whiny bitch.
Yeah.
He's a Pisces. Yeah. What do you expect?
Let's move on to his will they, won't they partner, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I don't know.
Okay.
Honestly, most of her season beyond, I would say the highlight for me of this season for Joey is her friendship with Audrey. Yeah. And like, beyond that, I don't really think she has a good season. Like, she starts off, like, we have the whole, like, professor-student relationship that I'm not a big fan of at all. We have, like, her going on stage and singing horribly a few different times. We have the, like, maybe she'll fuck Charlie. Oh, wait, no, now he's going on tour, but he, like, secretly, like, loves her now. Like, none of Joey's storyline really worked for me. It felt like they just didn't know what to do with her, and I wanted to be able to see Joey let loose a little bit more, and I just don't think, like, she did it maybe once, but even then it just never felt like we truly got the, like, season 3 like beach vibes Joey, you know what I mean? Like, we never really got that Joey back, and that was what I wanted to see for her first year of college. And instead we got this, like, especially, honestly, the biggest thing that sticks out in my mind for Joey is that stupid fucking episode I wasted 40 something minutes of my life on, where she is like mugged and all of that. And it's just like not a great Joey season.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I have a couple of thoughts. Like, first of all, I think that this season, even though you're saying that they didn't give her a lot, I think it was the first time I realized that the showrunners really see Joey as their main character and not necessarily Dawson, not Pacey. They really, really, and I think that's because like how quote unquote hot Katie Holmes was in the early 2000s. Like she was like projected to be the it girl, right?
Right.
So they really put a lot of focus. And I think it's just fascinating how this show is called Dawson's Creek. And Dawson is not the character that was in every single episode in the series, and Joey was. And I kind of have, like, I take kind of issue with that, especially when they sacrifice every other character's happiness for Joey. They hold Joey on this pedestal that is unrealistic and, you know, we don't really feel great about, just to make Joey, you know, loved. And we don't love a lot of the Joey content. My number one comment that I wrote down for this season is, wowza, does Audrey save Joey's ass in this season?
I think without Audrey, we are even more down on Joey this season.
Totally.
And
totally.
Like, we, a lot of the credit goes to Audrey in that case, not Joey.
Yeah, and I think, totally think so.
One of the other things too, which we'll probably get a little bit more into when we talk about Pacey, is like, it really, to me, it felt like we're going to pretend they never existed as a couple. Like, we're really just going to slide by that. And that also kind of annoyed me because the show talks so much about the history of Dawson and Joey and like how important that is, right? And then they just like blatantly ignore that, like, Joey and Pacey meant so much to each other, and that really frustrated me too. So just overall, I just think it's not a great Joey season. And I totally agree with you that the show is like, this is our it girl. This is who we're investing the time in, not Jen. Like, right? We're like shifting her to the side. And I don't know if at the time everyone was like Google Gaga over Joey. Obviously, looks wise, Katie Holmes, gorgeous girl, right? Like all of those things. But were people like, oh my God, Joey is like the best character? I don't think so at this point. It doesn't feel like they would be.
I don't know.
Least.
But then like, why do they highlight her so much? So I think that a couple of things, like obviously the relationship with Professor Wilder really didn't work out for us. We didn't like it with Tamara. We don't like it now. I think like the getting mugged episode, even though I hated that episode, I understand in a way that they wanted her to think back to her own relationship with her father and the choices that he made. And then ultimately that leads us to the last episode where she goes to prison and finds out that her dad has been released for a while, because she went to prison because she wanted to talk to him about how she responded to the mugging. But we hated that episode. We really did. And
it was trash.
The decisions that Joey had made was really frustrating in that episode, because for a dozen reasons that we ranted and raved about for an hour and a half at that time. Mm-hmm. And then in regards to Dawson, she really felt like she took a back seat in their relationship of like, all this stuff is going to happen to me instead of me making moves to like better me. Like, he was like, oh, we're going to put it on hold. And she's like, okay, no problem. And then he comes and like chases after her to Florida. And then she like questions it. Like, I don't know. She definitely isn't the type of character that like is free and like takes command. And I wish that she was like a stronger character in that sense, but I am really looking forward to her going to Paris. I think that's kind of a full circle moment for her to go to Paris and go off on her own. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I do. I agree. I should mention that, like, I like where we ended the season with Joey in terms of her going to Paris. I like that aspect. That was one of the biggest aspects of the finale I liked.
Yeah, because we wanted her to go to Paris years ago.
Exactly. Let's move on to Pacey. who has a bit of an all over the place season. Yeah. Yeah. Where he starts off like he is the ship he was on is boarded in, is like docked in Boston. He ends up like needing to find a new job in the interim. So he works at a restaurant, meets Danny Brecker, who takes him under his wing and is going to teach him the ropes. I personally really liked that. As much as I wanted Pacey to be off on a boat sailing somewhere, I liked that he found something he was passionate about and he really enjoyed and that he was excelling at. I think where we lose the plot a bit is as soon as Danny is gone, right? Because then we're dealing with like, oh, Pacey likes this random Karen girl. And then now we have new boss. And the new boss storyline was one of my least favorites of this whole season.
Hated that too. Yeah.
It was really, really bad. And then he starts dating Audrey, which very much felt like snap decision. Like, okay, we're going to put these two characters together.
Yes and no, because I feel like as early as the episode where he was cooking for everybody, there were like a little sparks there. And because they were like, they have a toast where like, cheers to, you know, not hating each other like everybody hates each other.
Right.
Or something like
that. I guess it's for me, it's less of like the snap decision to get them together. It's more of like as soon as they were together, it was like they're together. Yeah. Like, oh, we're in love kind of feelings. Mm. You know what I mean? Like PC was like over the moon for her instantly. Mm. And so that was whatever. It was fine. But then the whole thing with the freaking lady at Alex. The restaurant was so boss. Frustrating.
Yeah. And
so
it's
so stupid.
Very unlike Pacey. We see Pacey react really, really awfully to Andy cheating on him.
Yes.
And that was a major deal breaker for him, understandably so. And I just think that is so out of his character to cheat on somebody. And I really, really didn't like that. And of course, it's with another woman that is in a power position that is older than him that makes us feel uncomfortable. And once again, we didn't like it when it happened with Tamara. We didn't like it when it happened with Professor Wilder. We didn't like this. It just doesn't work for us. Working at Civilization, I think, like, was a... It was really great. Like, I do wish that he was like a deckhand and such, but just like finding something that he's really good at and something to be proud of was amazing. His family was proud of him, having the mentor in Brecker, and also kind of like realizing, like, you know, Brecker could have been like an older Pacey if Pacey didn't really work on himself. And then like having this person that he really looked up to and he saw himself in. And then I think it was, who was it? I think it was Audrey who was like, are you saying that your mentor is just an older version of yourself?
Yes.
And it's like, no, like you don't want that as in a mentor. Like you want somebody that you can like grow into. And I liked the fact that he was like, I don't want to be like Brecker. And then for him to wind up cheating just like Brecker was cheating, and that's why he didn't like Brecker when he was cheating on his wife with Karen. It just didn't work for me in that regard. It made no sense. It was so out of character. I like that he was dating around. I mean, let's be honest, these kids are just so incestual. So I like the fact that he's getting more experience with women and his likes and dislikes. He was with that Melody girl, Karen. He had a one-night stand. He was with Audrey. He was with Alex. So I like the fact that he's getting experience. And I think it's realistic for a 20-year-old, 19-year-old boy to be hopping around and not obsessed with Joey Potter. But, when, like, Pacey was doing it was working for me, like doing good stuff, but there was things that really didn't work for me.
I think that's my biggest issue, is that there wasn't enough good stuff to counteract the bad stuff. And I just think they truly made Pacey, to me, was one of the characters that felt most out of character this season. In that, like, he forgets that he ever dated Joey, seemingly. The restaurant thing felt in character, but then him and the whole Karen, or not Karen, well, the Karen stuff too, but the Alex stuff really just never made any sense. No, we know who Pacey is. He's not a cheater. He's never someone who would cheat, especially not in the way that it all happened. None of that made sense. We're like, oh, Audrey's upset. She leaves. And then he goes back and he's going to have sex with
he's
Alex.
Like, oh,
that was ridiculous.
She thought that I did it, so I'm going to do
might
it.
Might as well. And then they end up together, like Audrey and Pacey end up together at the end of the season, which and he's traveling across the city again, like across the country. Like, he's not going to be working at a restaurant. Like, it felt like all of this was for nothing if, like, he's not even going to be pursuing that. And so that to me felt like really a really big dud at the end of the season of like, he's not even going to be like a chef anymore.
Yeah, I think that the showrunners are really confused what to do with Pacey because he's the only one that's not in school. So I think that they're confused as to where they want to lead him to go. And I feel like we're feeling that confusion as well.
Yeah. Let's talk about Jen. The punching bag for everybody always, it seems like. We get to see her like start working at a radio station, which I truly do think makes sense for a character like Jen. We get the introduction of Charlie, played by Chad Michael Murray, who really like I expected so much more from him this season. It felt like he's kind of a flop when you think about it, because they like start dating and they were kind of cute together. Then he immediately cheats on her. Yeah. And so she gets back at him. Then he like goes off to hang out with Joey for a while. It really didn't make a lot of sense. It didn't really work. Jen is always the voice of reason trying to tell Joey, like, listen, this guy sucks. Like, just watch your back, whatever, whatever. She starts dating Dawson. They break up. Like, it's this season sucks for Jen. She's like sick during spring break, which was a tragedy in and of itself.
The entire time.
Yeah. She tries to help with Dawson's film and she gets like shooed away. It's all just like, it's all not great for poor Jen, who ends the season not even going off to Costa Rica with Jack like she was supposed to, but going to stay in New York with her family. So, I mean, I guess time will tell how that decision bears out. But what frustrated me most about Jen's journey this season was they really just didn't even give her a lot of good things. Like, they gave her the Dawson storyline, which I personally really liked them together as a couple. But then they ripped it away from our hands like a few episodes later. So it just felt like, what was this even for? It felt like she is always his Joey. And I really, really hate that.
Yeah, I hate a lot of what you're, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I do think that this is not our worst Jen season, but that's not saying much because she always has bad seasons. I think like the standout for me was her fight or her feud with Jack this season. The whole struggle of when you graduate high school, where do your friendships from high school go as you're becoming an adult and meeting new people? And maybe that's more of a Jack storyline, but she was the person that Jack kind of was putting aside. And we see Jen like really resistant towards the fraternity from the beginning. And I think, it has to do with that he was doing beer pong and partying and not doing his schoolwork. But really, at the end of the day, like the reason why she hated it so much was because he was separating himself from her and he was growing without her. And just like, where does Jen fit into this world without Jack? Like, she doesn't, like, we see her being very close with Pacey this season. She's close to Dawson. She was really, really there for him in the best way when Mitch passed away. But she's never had a good relationship with Joey. So I just think that she was kind of just, like, floating along this season. And I do think, like, the standout besides, like, you know, I think that the episode where we have Mitch's funeral, I think that what she wound up doing and how she was there for Dawson was perfect. And I think that that really is a prime example of why Jen would be a very good person to give advice on a radio show or elsewhere, because we always joked throughout the seasons that she just wandered the docks looking to give people advice. And yeah. I think like she really did find her voice in the radio show. And I thought that she did a really great job in comforting Dawson. I think like where it goes cheaply is that where how they broke up Jen and Dawson. I totally agree with you. They gave Jen commitment issues and they didn't, she was freaked out by like how monotonous their life was. And yeah. I'm not saying that's out of character for Jen. It's just like, doesn't let Jen grow as a person. And that's annoying.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think like the whole issue with the Jack and Jen stuff is that it would have been fine if they let the fraternity stuff fall to pieces before they had her mad at Jack for like distancing himself. It felt like she was just being very petty. And not that she can't be that way, but I just don't think they gave us enough good Jen content to counterbalance that. So I agree. I'm really hoping they give her a good final season because yeah. we've been craving that for a while, I think. I just don't. I agree with you. Like, Jen makes the best girlfriend, I think, of any of these characters. Like, she's so kind. I think her and Dawson made so much sense in the moment that it happened. I'm not saying they have to be together for life, but I would have liked it better if they didn't just pull the ripcord on it so quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for a better season next season for Jen.
Put respect on Jen's name.
Yeah. Look at where she came from. Seagook all the way to college queen.
Yeah, remember when we thought the episode The Abbey was going to mention yes. Abby Morgan?
Well, because who wouldn't think that? Does not everybody remember Queen Abby Morgan? We certainly do.
Can never forget. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Jack, who has, in my opinion, a quieter season than I would like to see from him. Most of the early drama revolves around the fraternity and him kind of involving himself in it and finding out like, oh, he's a quota for them in terms of the diversity of the fraternity. It doesn't go well. He has to deal with this freaking guy who, just don't even, what's his name, Chris? We end the season.
What, Eric? About him.
Eric, whatever. Eric.
See, who was actually, you know what's fascinating?
Mm-hmm.
Eric was there extremely early on. Do you remember when Jack tried to hook up a frat brother with Audrey and said that Audrey was easy?
Oh, yeah.
That was Eric.
He was trying to play straight. He was like, oh, yeah, let me hit some of Audrey.
I feel as though for... This is Jack's first season. We talk about it every season. Everybody needs to take a blow. And it was Jack's turn. And I hated it. And I think that, I mean, the frat stuff did interest me as somebody who's really interested in Greek life. But and he did have interesting struggles. I think that him being in this new setting where he can be not only his true self, but somebody different that nobody knows him. Back in Cape Side, he was the gay football player. And here he can be whoever he wants to be. And I really like that from him. Or I liked the potential that had for him. But going into the life of like the frat life and the party life, he, you know, we see him breaking up with Toby and not even doing it in a respectful way. He just like ghosts Toby. And then we have him failing out of school and not caring, trying to ditch Jen and his friends. And we see him, there's the discussion of, am I growing apart from these people? And I think that's a very important question to ask yourself as somebody who's meeting new people and discovering who you really are in a college setting or even after college. But, you know, it's never fun being the one that your friend writes off as maybe I don't need you and maybe we are growing apart.
Yeah, it just felt like I just wanted so much more for him, I think is what it is.
Oh, right. We always want more for him, of course.
Like, I wanted a good romantic interest. We all knew the Toby thing wasn't going to last.
Yeah.
But like, it just felt like he had this downward spiral. I do want to shout out, I didn't really like that Jack had a downward spiral, I did like the conversation he had with Dawson in Florida. I really thought that scene was interesting.
Yes, that was my favorite Jack episode, actually.
Yeah, because he's like admitting that, like, I'm not doing well, I'm failing out of school, I'm having a really hard time right now. All of that felt like real and genuine coming from Jack. I like that at the very least we didn't have to go the entire season with Jack and Jen at odds. I feel like that's something I really disliked about this season, is I love their friendship, and so to see it strained was not easy, especially because it felt like kind of a silly made up thing that, like, the reason why it was strained. So I have like high hopes for Jack in the future, but I also really hated how we ended the season with Jack, where he's helping out freaking stupid Eric that, like, we literally don't even care about, and none of us feel like he deserves another chance. So ultimately I think this is a pretty dud season for Jack. Like you said, probably one of the characters that got the worst treatment this season. Yeah.
I totally agree. You know what I'm thinking? Like, I'm thinking that in life, you can have a lot of great loves and not everything is a romantic love. So when we have to think about who Jack and Jen are going to, who's their end game, right? And a lot of time end games are loves or romantic loves. But I'm starting to feel like Jack and Jen's true loves are each other.
Oh, they're platonic soulmates.
Yeah, and I don't hate that for them, because not everything has to be romantically fueled. You know, like, finding your soulmate in terms of a romantic sense is not the end-all be-all for each other. And at the very least, at least they have each other. But I just want the best for both of them in whatever capacity that they want. And if they want a genuine partner that actually makes them better and that they want to move forward in life with, then I just want the best for them. And we don't get the best from them because the showrunners hate them and they're obsessed with Joey.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about Grams. We didn't see her a ton this season.
Well, now we know why.
Because she was boning Mr. Clifton the whole time. Mm-hmm. So happy for her. I'm really happy that she gets a love interest and seemingly is off to Vegas, hopefully to marry him.
I didn't think that didn't even fly in my mind, but I'm pretty convinced now.
I think that's what they were doing. Yeah. And I'm really excited for Graham. So like we said, we only saw her a little bit, but the little bit that we did see her, I found her to be very valuable. Number one, when at the very end of the season, when Jen is trying to make a decision, like, do I go see my parents? Do I not? And Jack is like basically throwing a lot of judgment on her of like, you should do this. Graham says, no, only Jen knows whether or not she should do this. And if she doesn't do it, that doesn't mean they won't reach back out. And they should reach back out if they really want to maintain a relationship with Jen. And I really loved that, because that is like miles and miles of growth from Grams over the past couple of seasons. Totally. Because she used to be the biggest judgy bee ever.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I really do. I really think that the work that they did on the Grams character is very lovely from the last few seasons. I think that her relationship with Jack is probably one of my favorite overall arcs and character moments. Just that Jack doesn't really have any parental figure or family that is like present in his life, and Grams being there for him is really special. And the fact that Grams is actually there for all the Creek creeps, I'm thinking Dawson, I also being the center of home for the Creek creeps in Boston, it brings a sense of familiarity, because we're not at the Creek anymore. We're not at the house. We don't have like the sweeping music that we got, but having a familiar character in Grams and having like her house as like our center, as well as Joey and Audrey's dorm room, it's just really nice.
I totally agree. She brings a sense of home to Boston. Yeah. I know that is something I said in the premiere, was I do miss the Creek a little bit. Like, a lot of what makes Dawson's Creek Dawson's Creek is the creek. It is Capeside.
Creekless.
And so moving
now
to a new location felt very jarring, but having Grams there is like a settling presence, and having her massive, ridiculously sized apartment there as a setting really did help to have like a home base of sorts, yeah, besides Joey's dorm room. And I'm just like so happy for her that they gave her a romantic interest this season that works out, and that it's like, it's very blink and you miss it, like, oh, now he's there.
Oh yeah,
like, oh yeah, he's just like, oh, there he is, Clifton is here. Yeah. So I'm really happy for her. I love how we ended the season with her like sneaking off to Vegas. I'm hoping she's getting a little sneaky marriage in there. That'll mm-hmm. be fun.
I also think it's really cool and progressive to see a mixed race couple in the early 2000s.
Well, especially because she was so judgy of freaking Bessie. Remember Bessie and Bodie? She was so judgy of them
in the first season.
Yes.
Holy crap. Like, wow, what a really big full circle moment that, you know, what I remembered from like the Bessie Bodie thing was that it was like premarital sex. I kind of forgot that there was a racial element in there that was really disgusting. And
yeah,
for her to, I just think like her, like Jen really changed Graham
yes.
for the better.
And like, Jack, both of them.
And Jack, yes. Like, I think that the fact that like, she really was able to open up her mind by having these creek creeps in her life is so astronomical. And like, I just really appreciate the fact that like, I wasn't even thinking about that, but it is a humongous deal. And I think that it's beautiful. And I think that it really is also because she's an older woman from a different generation. And one of my biggest issues with the older generations is that they're so stuck in their ways. But Graham's really grew and learned mm-hmm. and opened up her mind to a lot of different things. And oh my God, it's just like, it's so nice. And I kind of just love that, like, even in the first season, I had this feeling like I didn't write her off. And it mm-hmm. really just like, it pays off. It really does.
Yeah, it does. Grams turns into a really great character by season two, even. But even yeah. now, like, she, like, so many leaps and bounds better.
Yeah, totally. Very good.
Let's talk about our newcomer. I mean, it's no secret that she's our fave, obviously.
She's Sarah, the light in the darkness.
Yeah, tell me about your love for Audrey.
So I think it was the very first line that Audrey said where I was just like, oh, this is my person. This mm-hmm. is my person. Just because I think like Audrey represents a type of girl that I really did look up to when I was a young girl. Like, I was a little blonde girl, and it was these types of people like the Cher Horowitzes from Clueless, and just these like people that I was able to see myself in. And I think that Audrey just represents like not only the best of this bunch, because she just brings such like a fresh light and a breath of fresh air, but also I think that she's like really does a lot of work towards keeping this group together. Also, like having Joey's first female friendship and it being very genuine. And Audrey, it's kind of funny because Audrey kind of has my mentality where like if somebody doesn't like me, I don't write them off. It's like it almost, and this is to my detriment a little bit, but it's almost like I work that much harder to crack their shell. And it's like, it's the whole like kill them a kindness thing. Mm-hmm. And I do that. And that's what Audrey did. Like, she saw Joey, who was prickly and didn't want to be friends with her, and wrote her off for being like a dumb blonde. And she like cracked her. And I think that Joey really needed this friendship in her life. And I just love the character. I don't love the relationship itself with her mom, but I think like the relationship with her mom is a really important story to tell. Because it's that whole, like, number one, Audrey is very dependent on her mother. Like, I think that she's like her, I think that they rely on each other to, as like people in their families. I don't know how close she is with her dad, but the fact that like, even if like the closest person in your life is awful to you, you still feel like a sense of like obligation and need to be in that person's life, even though they're toxic. I think that was very interesting. The whole almond mom thing, was very interesting. I love the fact that Joey stood up to her mom in that moment. Yes. It was just so good. I know I'm blabbing on, but like, how about you? Like, what do you feel about Audrey and what Audrey did for our show?
Yeah, I like how they like, we said this in season two when they brought in Andy and Jack, and we said it again in the beginning of this season when they brought in Audrey. Sometimes you do need like a fresh face to like reinvigorate the show a little bit. I especially think that's true with Audrey, because when you have someone who is a bit more like prudish, wet blankety, book nerd type of character like Joey, you need someone who's going to bring them out of their shell and just be like the life of the party. And that is who Audrey is. And I think we loved her instantly. Like, it was like, oh, great. We know exactly who this character is. I've said it 70,000 gazillion times on this podcast that like you and Audrey are one and the same to me, like very, very similar. And so I felt like it was earned that, like we talked about in season two, how much I related to Andy. And now we finally got a you character on the show. Not that you couldn't relate to other characters, because, you know, you and Dawson, whatever. But like, Audrey to me feels the most like you. And I loved having Audrey on this season. I think without her, this season is actually actively bad.
Yeah,
like it is.
I agree.
It is so much worse without her. Yeah. And it didn't even take very long for us to be like, she is one of the Creek Creeps. She indoctrinated herself right up in there very, very quickly.
Which
went
I
out
love
with
too.
Some of the And I think like, I think some of the funniest stuff is when she's bouncing off of different characters. Like, when we think about the different one-on-ones she's had, obviously Joey and obviously Pacey because they date. But, like, we do get, like, a scene where they go out to dinner and Jen is there. And, like, her and Dawson have a very fun back and forth.
Yeah.
And so I really hope that we get to see more of that, more of Audrey talking to other Creek Creeps, not just Joey. In terms of her relationship with Pacey, I never really minded it, as I guess is how I'd phrase it. Like, it didn't really bother me. I know you talked about this. It didn't end up mattering on the show, but like, okay, we don't want this to ruin her friendship with Joey. So like, that's our first priority, was not like, let's see who we could get Audrey to date, but more of like, okay, we like this friendship she has with Joey. We think she's really helping Joey. And vice versa too, to some extent. And we don't want to see that get ruined by a guy.
Right.
So ultimately,
little did I know, the show made Joey and Pacey not give a shit about
that. They don't care at all. I loved that she got to star in Dawson's movie. I thought that was really fun. I like that she has like parental issues and like the way they addressed it on the show. I think all of that made a lot of sense to me. So I adore Audrey. I was so happy to see her on the show. Busy Phillips is an icon.
She's really good. And like, she's funny, and her commentary and her acting and her background acting is really good.
Yes.
And she just brings a levity that these people, all of them, are just,
they're so dour a lot of the time that they do need her.
They really do. And I think like it is the same like happy energy that we first met Andy with, that really like, it's something that this group needs. And I really appreciate that they brought this character in. I really, really love her.
Yeah, I agree. Are you ready to,
well, we forgot Gitch.
Oh, well, like, they're barely even in this season.
They
I didn't even
they
include
are.
Them.
It's monumental, because you know what? Like, we did lose Mitch. Death by ice cream cone. Like, I just think like that episode's so interesting, because like he and Dawson fought about Dawson leaving USC, and it was really about the expectations that parents put on their children when they themselves have not fulfilled their dreams, and putting that onto Dawson. And it was really more about Mitch and like what he wanted from both of their lives, less so than Dawson. And like, I just think it's so sad that their last few interactions that they had with each other was an argument. And he said to Dawson that he was disappointed. Mm-hmm. And I think like that's something that like Dawson's going to have to live with for the rest of his life, even if he's feeling more like okay about it. And then Gail, I just think like her story is really interesting too, because Gail is now dealing with a newborn, being a widow, and everything that comes with that, dealing with grief. And then on top of that, like dealing with like a teenage son who's an adult but not an adult, and supporting Dawson's decisions and everything that comes with that. Like, I just think that even though they weren't like big main characters this season, I think that they put like a profound impact on Dawson. And like,
I also think this is Gail's like best season in terms of like, I thought she did like really wonderful parenting in terms of being like, Dawson, you've done enough. Like, you need to go be a college kid. Like, and also I thought the way that she had said to him, like, it's okay that you don't want to go back to California. Like, you would have convinced your father that it was the right thing to do. Don't feel like you have to go back there because it's what he wanted for you.
Yeah.
I just felt like Gail had, this was like her strongest season. And I don't think, and I think part of that is because Mitch isn't around and she's like parenting for two and making a lot of very smart, insightful, empathetic decisions with Dawson in mind, and knowing that, like, listen, I talked to Jen. I understand, like, she's right for you. And like, you do need to leave. Like, you can't stay here any longer. Like, you need to move on with your life in the way that I need to move on with my life. And we'll be fine here without you. And so I do think she had a really, really strong season. And I think Mitch's death definitely propels us forward in a way that doesn't happen without him passing. Like, if he's just injured or something, right? Like, there's not as a lot is tied to his passing in a very, very important way, in a monumental way for Dawson, in that, like, I think he, the way he views his life is like, there's before my dad dies and after my dad dies.
Gosh. And I think I mean, to be honest with you, as somebody that like lost their parent young, like, that is kind of how you divide your life in a way.
Yeah. And it feels like he uses that as a way to like, he puts that into his filmmaking in a way that I don't think he's as effective or as good. And like, I don't think his movie is as strong without going through all of that. So really strong season for Gail, and what little we do see of Mitch, like, I do think it leaves a big imprint on the season.
Something that we wish that when Abby Morgan died, like, we wish that Jen, we saw more of an impact from Jen aside from Rest in Peace Abby Morgan episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's get into our character rankings. Would you like to go first? Would you like to do bottom to top?
Bottom to top.
Bottom to top. Who's your least fave to your fave?
All right, we have number six. I put Jack. Just not his best season. What we did get from him was like a little meh. I always want more for Jack in terms of storylines, but we just haven't gotten it yet. Number five for me is Joey. I think that she's just so freaking annoying. I don't know what to say. Like, she really brings everything down, and I hate that the show is like, this is our star. I'm like, fuck you, Joey. I don't want you to be the star.
Yeah.
Number four, I think for me is, I put Pacey here, and I think like it's, I think the reasoning why is because I'm just mad at him that he wasn't the Pacey that we know and love, and that a lot of the things that he was just flippant about a lot of the things that he should care about. And I don't like that. I don't like it. And he's just like not the Pacey that I know and love. Number three, I have Jen here. Maybe this is like a pity placement, but I do pity her. But honestly, I just think that like, she really did a lot of like work to keep the group together. And she tried with Joey, and she tried with Dawson, and she's not like the person I have my biggest beef with, I guess. So she's like kind of mid. Number two, I put Audrey. I love Audrey to pieces. I think that she's a light, but ultimately I think that this is Dawson's season to be like, Dawson, you put a lot of like I see a lot of myself in both of these characters, both Dawson and Audrey, and I just like can't not give Dawson the credit for like dealing with like the worst year of his life, and just he's just like my favorite character at the moment, I think. Mm-hmm. I just like, but also so is Audrey. My one and two. I can't appreciate both of them.
Yeah. All right. I will start bottom to top. I have Jack in last place as well. And I think part of this is he didn't have a lot to do. And mm-hmm. the other part is the stuff he did have to do, I didn't like. So yeah. I think like it's a struggle with Jack. Yeah. And I think we've said this before, like we've been craving something for Jack for a while now. It's unfortunate. The show never seems to give him his due, I guess. So we'll see what happens next season. In fifth place, you had Joey. I put Pacey here, and what I think they're close for me, Joey and Pacey in this spot. Pacey ended up lower because of the whole cheating thing. It felt, and I mostly blame the writers. Like, it just feels like so out of character for Pacey and not at all in line with what he would do, but it still happened. And I also like really hated the Alex storyline. It's like been here, done that with the older woman. We don't need to do it again. And I didn't feel like him and Audrey getting back together at the end of the season made any sense to me, really. Mm-mm. So Pacey is in fifth. In fourth place is Joey. She's just a dud like 90% of the time. And I really, really hated the professor storyline. There's so much you could do with Joey going off to university in terms of like, she's never been this far away from home. She's never had this much freedom. Will she let loose? Right. We saw like they tease us with it. It's like, oh, she's going to get on stage once and like wild out a little bit. And that's the most you're going to get out of like plain Jane Joey. And the only reason she's even this high is because of a different character that I'll try to talk about in a second. Like, she doesn't get this high up without Audrey's interference in her life.
Yeah.
Yep. So next is Jen. Agree with like the pity pointness of it all. And that like, I mostly feel really bad that they keep doing Jen dirty. She's not doing anything terrible. They're just not giving her a ton. Like, yeah. And the stuff they are giving her is trash. Like, I think the reason she ends up third is, like, I love the her and Dawson storyline and their relationship. I don't like that it ended so swiftly and for seemingly no reason. But I ultimately feel bad. Like, she was sick on spring break. What kind of garbage writing is this? Like, it's terrible. In second, I put Dawson Leary. Amazing season for Dawson. One of his best, I think. I think last season we both gave him number one. I feel like this is equally as good of a season for him. There's a little bit of nonsense in the middle. Like I said, I don't like the him and Jen breaking up of it all. And I really don't like the back and forth with him and Joey, which is why he ends up second, not first. But the growth that we see with like the death of his father and how he handles all of that. We got another episode with Drunk Dawson, which is like one of my favorite things ever. So he does have a really good season, but not as good as my number one, Audrey. I think like without Audrey, we said this before, without Audrey, this season is not good. And I think that is all on Audrey's shoulders. She is the life force of this season. She breathes fresh air. She lifts up multiple characters, like carrying around characters on her back.
Yeah.
So I had to give this to Audrey. I just think she's so fun. She's so playful. It reminds me of the early days of Dawson's Creek. It reminds me of when Andy showed up and she was like, you guys don't go to dances? Come on, let's go. Like,
yeah,
just exactly. A fun energy, you know?
Yeah. I totally agree.
Audrey is my number one.
I totally agree with you, yeah. And that's why for me, like, she's my MVP. Like, even though, like, Dawson might be the character that I relate to the most and, like, I like the most at the moment. Well, I don't know if I like him the most. Whatever. He's maybe my number one, but she saved the season. Like, freaking holy cow. Like, she's, like, MVP is most valuable player, right? That's what it means?
Yeah.
She's the most valuable player.
She is. She does the most. I also put her as my MVP of the season. She does the most work in terms of, like, who did I enjoy most on my screen? Whose scenes like brought me up the most? And it's Audrey.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Easy.
Pillow LVP, acting at all.
Yeah. MVP or LVP, sorry. I think there's a little bit, there are some possibilities here. Yeah. I felt like, okay, who had the moment that I kind of like hated the most? I guess that's hard to say, though, because Joey had that really trash episode that was a waste of my entire life. I ultimately went with Pacey, and it was because of the cheating thing. It just feels, and I, again, this is Pacey slash the writers who wrote that episode, of like, the whole cheating thing makes no sense for Pacey, and it is so garbage after all he went through. And, like, it just is a bad, bad look. So yeah. I landed on Pacey, but I do think, like, there are arguments for a couple different characters for this category.
Gosh, yeah. So I totally agree with you with that. And I don't know if – I forget how what our stance is for do they have to be creeps or not. But I just want to say fuck Oliver, fuck Professor Wilder, and fuck Alex.
Oh, yeah. None of them qualify, but easily they would be the choices if they were eligible.
Screw you, people. Hate them all. And fuck Charlie, too.
Yeah, fuck them all.
All those characters. And I never want to see them on my television again.
You know, we thought we had a bad time with Yui, but I would take Yui over every single one of them.
I've been saying.
I know. You're right.
I've been saying. I know we're going to probably, out of the four of them, we're going to see Oliver again, I'm sure. But I hate him.
He's the worst. Hate him. Yeah.
He's so annoying. And if I had to choose a creep, I guess I choose Jack because it was just his season to suck.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. There are a lot of people that suck this season.
Yeah.
So but it's really tough.
Yeah. I really do want to give it to those four like side characters because I fucking hate them and I never want to see any of them ever again.
Yeah. Let's go into some of our favorite episodes and least favorite episodes. Some of my favorites, I'll list out some of my favorites, and you usually do a more, like you actually have them organized and numbered and everything. I just list a few that I liked. Number one for me, Hotel New Hampshire, Dawson losing his virginity, a big, massive episode, specifically like that whole scene with him and Jen, I thought was so, so, so good. Did Hotel New Hampshire make, like your top five?
Number two, baby.
Yeah.
Number two. Love that episode. I mean, it was just something that we've been waiting for a really long time. And honestly, it didn't disappoint. And it was just fun. It was a fun episode.
Yeah. I have Appetite for Destruction, which is the dinner party where everyone finds out Jen and Dawson have fucked. We have the raw chicken. Like, it is very, very funny
Pacey
episode.
Pacey tried so hard that episode. He all he wanted was to make a nice dinner for his
These
friends.
These people suck so hard.
And the chicken wasn't even his fault. It was like, they were all saying, like, we're starving. Like, feed us now. And he's like, it's not
It's raw chicken.
And then they were like, we want the risotto now. And they were like, it's hard. It's like, well.
It's a paste. Yeah. It's like, we should have been eating this earlier.
Yeah. So I have Appetizers for Destruction as number four. It's such a good episode. And like, it just feels like, I don't know, like a Clue episode where there's just like people in pockets and everybody's talking to everybody. And so much so at the end of it, Jen was finally like, what do you have to say to me, to Pacey? And Pacey's like, it's none of my business.
Yeah. I put Capeside Revisited on here. This is the episode where Mitch dies. This is a bit like, I mean, obviously this was going to end up on the top just because it's like so impactful.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it is like silly how he dies, but like, it's so impactful. It's impactful. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have Capeside Revisited as my number five. That's season five, episode three. I can't tell you, like, every single time that we go back to the creek and then Dawson, it's that shot of Dawson where they do a 360 and he's just taking in the creek. And then you have the Dawson's Creek music, the Capeside music playing. It gives you chills. It's just so good. And between that and it's just really, like, good Mitch and Dawson stuff. Really good episode. I totally agree with you. I have that as my number five.
And then I have The Long Goodbye, which is the episode after Mitch dies, where we get like, this one is iffy for me because we get some like weird flashbacks that don't necessarily work.
That's why I put it. It's not like in my top five because I don't like the flashbacks.
Yeah. But I like the other content. So I felt like it was worth mentioning it as a good episode without the flashback aspect.
I agree. I have that as number seven. My number one episode, which you didn't even list, is 100 Light Years from Home. Spring Break, baby.
Oh, like, yeah. I had that on my list. I just hadn't. Yeah, I hadn't gotten there yet. But that one is on my list, of course, because we're in spring break, even though we feel so terrible for Jen. I did like the I did really like the Jack content we got in that episode. It's just like fun. I think it's always going to be fun when we leave town.
Exactly. You know? That's exactly it. I agree. I love that we're on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, I think we usually are pretty similar in terms of what episodes we like. Let's get into some episodes.
Oh, and did we say the Bostonians?
Nope, I didn't say that one
yet. I want to give credit to the Bostonians because I think it was a really good premiere and it really set the tone for the season. I thought that it was really fun. So, and of course, it's the introduction to Audrey. I thought that the Bostonians was really good.
Yeah. Least favorite episode. I mean, like number one with a bullet very easily is Downtown Crossing.
Yeah, hate it. Hate it.
Old Joey, like the mugging. It's all stupid. It makes no sense. It's a waste of time.
The fact that she got $500 stolen from her, which was all of her money, and then wound up getting it back and then ultimately gave it to the wife of the husband pisses me off so fucking much.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Still. Hated that episode. Season 5, episode 21, After Hours. Hated that episode. That is like kind of where the Alex and Pacey shit goes down.
Yep, had that on my list as well.
Hate it. Same thing. Season 5, episode 20, Separate Ways / Worlds Apart, where the Alex stuff starts. Oliver is really annoying. I think that's the episode where he blows the interview.
Yep.
There's Chad Michael Murray and Joey shit. That's annoying. I just hate it. Hate it.
Yeah. I also agree. Honestly, the last three episodes are all bad. After Hours, The Abbey, and Swan Song. Swan Song is the last episode.
I have Swan Song as mid. I didn't mind it.
I just don't like how a lot of the characters ended up. And so that was where I deducted points. I put on here, even though I thought it was hysterical to podcast about, Four Scary Stories was like a true what the fuck are we watching type of episode.
I liked it. I mean, I thought that was mid too. I like got such a hearty laugh when Joey did the drop kick to the guy. It was really stupid and funny. I thought like Text, Lies, and Videotape was such a stupid episode because it sounded like so much fun and it was just such like a boring dud of an episode.
It was like our expectations weren't met and that made it so much worse.
Yeah. There was barely any text. There was barely any videotapes. It was sucky.
Yeah, it was not good. I put Something Wilder on here because this is like the Professor Wilder stuff that I didn't like. That's again, I think it's too. Interesting that we have like five or six episodes we really, really liked. And then we have a bunch that we like absolutely couldn't stand. And I think that is like all you need to say about season five is like, it's so back and forth.
My question is, so as I talked about the other week on my birthday, I went back and was like, I want to watch Dawson's 16th birthday episode, or I want to watch.
Yeah.
I want to watch Which Island. Like, is there any episode from season five that you would just randomly go to because you want to see it?
Probably of the list that I have, the most likely options would be Appetite for Destruction. I like when all the characters are in one spot. So that is like very fun. Yeah. And like I might watch the Dawson loses his virginity scene again, but I don't know that I would watch that whole episode again for Hotel New Hampshire. And then like the spring break episode is fun enough, but like honestly, probably Appetite for Destruction is the one that qualifies the most in that case.
Yeah, like I think that that's probably the best pick. Like 100 light, the spring break 100 light years from home. It's like a fun episode, but I don't know if I'm like super super reaching for it. I just like I don't know if any of these episodes make my like top 10 of all time episodes of Dawson's.
No, none of them make my top 10 of all time.
Overall, I don't think it was a bad season.
It's not a terrible season. We'll get to our season or ultimate season rankings. But first, I want to go back and talk about some of the predictions you made for season 5 and how accurate they were. So number one, you said Dawson and Joey did it. And if they didn't, they will by episode 6.
So when, okay, wrong, but, when did, so
Okay. When did Jen and him sleep together?
Hotel New Hampshire was episode 9. So wrong. Just wrong.
You were wrong on all accounts. Yeah.
Boom. I hate that.
Pacey is going to flip the fuck out when he finds out never will be friends with Dawson again until the end of season 7, which season 7 doesn't even exist. So that's kind of funny.
Oh. Okay. Wrong.
Yep. Number 3, Dawson is going to hate California and come back to Boston by episode 4.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 because The Long Goodbye is episode 4, which is the episode after Mitch dies.
I win.
You win. You got one right.
Okay.
Joey is going to be really involved, but have a smelly roommate because she hates smelly people.
She does hate smelly people. I don't think Audrey's smelly.
No, definitely. She feels good.
Joey is the smelly roommate.
Yeah. Joey, someone is going to have a major roommate issue and they will have to switch. Probably Dawson will hate his roommate.
No,
I don't think we had any real
Oliver.
Roommate issues.
No roommate issues.
I mean, Pacey was homeless for like 90% of the season.
That's true. I didn't. Wait, hold on.
Oh, Jack.
Jack and
Jack
Jen.
Jack has roommate issues.
Kind of had roommate issues.
Well, Jack had roommate issues, remember? Because
Jack had roommate issues.
He did because no one wanted a room with him because they're homophobic.
Well, that was sad. That's sad.
So okay. There you go. You had one right.
Sure.
Jack and Jen will be best friends forever, and Grams will have a grand old time in Boston.
Yeah,
that felt like an easy one, but you got it wrong.
Half credit. I think that Grams had a grand old time in Boston.
Oh, Grams was getting fucked left and right. She had a great time.
Great time.
Jack and Toby will date for a bit, but I think Jack will be a hot commodity in college and will break up with him.
Yep.
He wasn't a hot commodity, but he did break up with Toby.
Yeah.
Busy Phillips is someone's roommate. Jen's? Question mark? Maybe Joey's, but they will hate each other.
Partial credit.
Partial credit for that. Someone is going to flunk out by second semester and go to art school, which you predicted to be Jen. Well, Jack almost flunked out.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Partial
somewhat
credit.
There. Someone is going to try Greek life. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Well, we have a winner. Avi.
Pacey is going to come back from sailing with a new confidence and maybe a new girlfriend.
True.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. True. I would say that girl was a kind of a girlfriend. Pacey will get into college by the end of the season. This is false. Yui will make a few appearances.
Yeah, that one couldn't be more wrong. We forgot who Yui was.
This might be your worst season in terms of predictions.
Well, you know.
Baby Lily will age up to 10 by the time we see her next.
She did age up. She was toddling around, but yeah.
And then you wrote Mitch death season ? Which happen. I mean, you knew he was gonna die.
I mean,
but
I think that was my prediction every season.
You kept saying it, and you're like, I will eventually get this right.
Yeah.
Did you want to hear my hopes that I had for season 5?
Yeah. Let's see some hopes.
Dawson gets laid. Yay!
Yeah, check.
It worked. Yeah. Joey gets a new boy toy. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Not really. Charlie doesn't end up being that fun.
No.
College parties.
Yep.
Kinda. I had said no professor-student relationships. Oh. Well, my hopes were dashed.
Yep.
Pacey finds his way. I mean, he did, and then he kind of lost
it
again. Pacey gets a new girlfriend. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
And Grams gets a cute boyfriend.
Yay.
I manifested Clifton.
I mean, you totally didn't remember Cliff Small. Sure.
I definitely didn't. No. Right. Why would I remember him? No.
Because he's an icon.
Sarah, would you like to give me your predictions for the final season of Dawson's Creek, season 6?
Yes. Okay. So I think, number one, Pacey and Joey are endgame.
Okay.
They are the OTP, as the kids say.
Okay.
Grams will get married to Cliff Smalls.
Okay.
Dawson will move to California, Hollywood, permanently by the end of the season. He'll be making movies / directing. Joey's future career, I'm guessing, could be like a journalist or maybe like a writer. Maybe she writes novels. Audrey and Pacey will break up by episode 5 because of like too many differences.
Okay.
Audrey will continue to be a light. We're going to have one singular Andy appearance at the last episode.
Okay.
Or like second to last episode. Jack will get a boyfriend, maybe break up by Eric by episode 5. And I think that after college, he's going to move to a city. So like either New York City or like London, or maybe move to California with Dawson.
Okay.
or like move somewhere with Jen. Like maybe Jen moves to something. Jen will continue her radio show and hopefully find a true love. But then I said, but the producers will probably shit on her like usual.
Okay.
Gail remarry.
Okay.
Question mark.
So that's like Dawson's dream. Okay.
Pacey will get true love too this season.
Okay.
Crossing my fingers. That's all I want. Pacey will find a passion that he really loves and maybe go to school. And I said, maybe for business. And I said, maybe start a business.
Okay.
We're going to have a time jump at some point. At least at the very last episode, we'll get a time jump.
At least at very last episode. Okay.
It's going to be a sloppy mess of a season.
Sloppy mess.
And then my last prediction is that Sarah will cry at the last episode.
I mean, that feels like a given, but
hey,
okay.
Let me have it. Let me have
you'll,
it.
You'll have one win.
Yeah, yeah.
I think would cry no matter, like, if the episode sucked or not, you would cry because it was the last episode.
Yeah.
Great. Would you like to hear my hopes for season 6?
Yeah, I would love to.
I would love if Joey had a one-night stand.
Oh, that would be really fun.
Mm-hmm. PC finds a career and sticks with it.
Yeah.
I want to see someone do a keg stand.
Okay, sure.
Drunk Dawson.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
I loved it. We didn't talk about that, but when we had Drunk Dawson this episode of this season, it was so fun.
It was great. I put after Drunk Dawson, I put drunk everyone, to be honest.
Everyone needs to be drunk.
Joey gets closure with her dad. I put on my hopes. Jen gets closure with her parents.
Yep. That's a good one.
Andy question mark.
Just one. Andy. If I can just see her little shiny face, I would be very happy.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack falls in love. Jen finds a good boyfriend. And then I also wanted to see more of Jen and Audrey together. It's on my list.
All right. So. I love it.
Hopes and dreams.
Yeah. So two more things, right? Season rankings. And then let's address the draft.
Yes. So season rankings. I ended up putting this, so as a reminder where my rankings were previously, I have 2, 3, 1, 4. This I put 2, 3, 1, 5, 4. So second to last. It's not a great season, but I think it's saved from being in last place by the Audrey of it all. I think she brings a lot of light and life into this season. And so I ultimately gave it in fourth place.
Yeah. Number one, I have number two. I don't remember if it was one or two seasons ago. I was waffling between two and three being my favorite. I'm pretty confident number two is my favorite. Season two is my favorite. Then number three. Then I have number five. I think that I was higher on this season than you, probably because I just really love the college vibes. And I think that this season just felt like a deep breath in, like it was new and different, and I really liked that. Number four for me is season four, and then my least favorite is season one because Dawson is so annoying, and also it's a short season.
It's very short. I think I like it that much more for the opposite reason, is because it's so short. It's like, well, there's not that much bad that happens because they can't, because it's not that long.
Sure.
But yeah, I like that we have a different ranking, and our top two are the same. I think they're arguably like, I think
the best
everyone's
seasons. I think that everybody
seasons.
Thinks that those are the two best seasons. Yeah. So you know what? Life's been really crazy, and if it's okay with you all, I would like one more week to calculate the numbers for the drama draft.
That's totally fair. We'll come back with our premiere episodes with some draft results.
Or do we do our draft for the last season and then give the results at the same time?
Oh, yeah, let's do that then. That's
perfect.
So
we're going to do that. Like, I need a little bit more time to calculate the results. Life's been busy, and I want – okay. The only thing I have in my life is my integrity. And I could fudge the numbers. I could. But I don't want
to. The only thing you have.
It's the only thing I have is my integrity. And I just don't want to fudge the numbers or do a bullshit job. And I just want everything to be fair.
Yeah. So let's give Sarah one more week. And we do
have. I'm crunching numbers. I can tell you where we are right now.
So how far are you into the season?
I'm like at episode 11.
Okay, right, so about halfway.
Watch, yeah, I'm like about halfway there. Let me tell you.
You get those Mitch death points for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good chunk.
Yeah, I'll tell you where we're at. I'm still crunching the numbers. Let me, as I pull up the document.
Crunch, you know what? Jack's dad would be so proud. Jack's dad
would be so proud.
He's like, did you pull out your calculator?
I did. I did pull out my calculator for this. Okay, so... okay, I have some stuff in my notes, but as of now, as of episode 8, even though I watched more, but mm-hmm. we have team Andy's Angels is at 127.
Okay.
Which is your team.
Yeah.
While team Drums with 3 Z's is at 170.
Whoa! So how much was the death points? Was it 30 or 50?
30.
Okay, so that's giving you a nice little boost there.
Yeah, it gave me a nice boost. Obviously, Dawson losing his virginity was 25 points, so I got a nice boost there. But we both got 15 points for Jen and Dawson to have sex. So
yeah.
So that's where we're at. And then we'll give our final numbers when we do our season 6 drama draft. Amazing. And I just want to be honest with you guys, and I don't want to fudge the numbers,
yeah,
or half-ass it. So,
all right, well, we did get a little bit of feedback for season 5. Let's listen to a voicemail from the one, the only DBK.
What up, though, ladies? All right, so all I really need to know going into season 6 is, can we get like the official ratings of Pacey's girlfriends heading into this final season? Who he's best with? Obviously for me, Andy's number 1. We'll go Audrey 2. We'll go Boat Girl 3.
It's Melody, yeah.
We'll go Miss Jacobs 4.
DBK.
Well, if we count the Jen Lindley fling, we'll put Jen 4, then Miss Jacobs, then Karen, then the girl that Pacey got her name wrong, and then Joey. You guys can do the other guys if you want, but I just need to know where Joey rates for both of you guys in this heading into season 6. Until next week, ladies. Peace.
I think DBK has lost his mind.
You're nasty, DBK. That is rude.
He has lost his damn mind. Like, okay, I will agree. I personally put Andy at number 1. I'm a big Pandy fan.
Yeah, me too.
I would put Andy number 1, but I would put Joey number 2.
Give me
a break, DBK. Like, all these other people trash. No one cares. Like, Audrey 3rd, and then everyone else can fuck
DBK,
off.
DBK, what about the wall?
The wall.
I heard that was really important. Wall? I heard that was really important.
I remember everything.
You don't like that necklace, those earrings that Dawson gave you. You like your crusty bracelet.
You like your crusty bracelet. Anyway.
Okay, so.
DBK is unhinged.
I mean, like, Audrey is, like, number 3, but, like, I still think that, like, they don't really have that much passion. Miss Jacobs is bottom. Karen is everybody else sucks.
Everyone else sucks, yeah. Let's get into some feedback we got from Kimmy. She says, I can't believe we're at the end of season 5. I'm not ready for all that season 6 holds. A few wrap-up questions for us. Who is the hottest character in season 5, and why is it Dawson? How did he get here?
Okay, I told you all. You people didn't believe me. You said, Sarah, he has sweeping hair that falls in
cascading
his face.
Cascading bangs.
Cascading bangs. You, what are you seeing, Sarah? You're an idiot. But no, nobody said that to me, but that's what I thought I heard. Anyway, I told you Dawson was hot.
Dawson is the hottest of the season, I guess. But like, we're missing a lot of hotness here on the show.
Don't you want James Vanderbeek to just take you into the back of civilization and just have his way with you?
No, not I really.
Do. I okay. do. I do.
Every season they destroy someone's character. Season 1, it's Dawson. Season 2, it's Jen. Season 3, it's Andy. Season 4, it's Pacey. Who did they destroy this season, in your opinion? And why was it Jack and Jen again? Jack. Definitely Jack. Yeah, for sure. Jack. It's Jack this season. He gets fucked so bad.
Who's next season?
Oh.
I think Jen again. I think Jen's due.
Jen's due again?
Yeah, I think so.
No!
Jen's due.
Oh, no.
Jen's turn.
I'm curious whether Audrey or Dawson gets your MVP this season. I can't honestly make a solid case for Dawson. Once again, how did we get... Or I can honestly make a solid case for Dawson. How did we get here? But yeah. Hear me out. He survived the sudden death of a parent, lost his virginity, banged another woman, and had Joey chasing him through the airport. All that while making a less shitty film and looking hot? I mean, he at least needs most improved... Yeah, yeah, like, I think, you know what, Sarah, you gave him your number one in the character rankings. I feel like Audrey is definitely MVP. But, like, Dawson did some great things this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she has her own prediction questions for us.
Great.
Over or under 3.9, the number of different people each character sleeps with. None of them have ever been very promiscuous, though.
But are we ready for that? Maybe Jen's getting back into her
home. Oh, I'm ready. You know what? Everyone needs their slut phase. Please, yeah. Everyone, just yeah. Slut it up.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. If we want to, you know, jump around with partners, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Which parent/parents will we see again? I feel like we have to see Pot.er for sure.
Oh yeah, that's guaranteed.
Are we gonna see Pacey's parents? I don't think so.
No, I don't know if we're gonna, probably his dad. I don't think we're seeing Jane Lynch again.
I don't think we're doing anything. I mean, for one, Jack's dad, like IRL passed.
I don't know. We still don't know what happens to Jack's mom. Yeah.
Oh, Jen's?
I think we'll see Jen's parents, yeah.
I think so too.
You know, what's the over under that I think we could get like another character death? Like, I'm thinking, like, I hope not Graham's, but I feel like that's probably the most likely.
That's not a question on here. I mean, it's a final season. Anything is game, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't need them for future
Dawson's
seasons.
Dawson's dead.
Isn't that something someone said where it was like that was why they thought it was called Dawson's Creek? I think it was Eric came on the podcast and was like, oh, everyone thought that Dawson was gonna die by the end of this series.
Oh yeah,
by, like, drowning in a creek.
Yeah.
He's gonna Dawson's motorboat creek. His way to a quick death on the creek.
Mm-hmm.
Whose character will they destroy in season 6? So you said Jen. Will Sarah love an episode as much as she loves Dawson's 16th or Witch Island?
No.
Kimmy thinks you will.
Oh, okay.
That's exciting.
I'm excited. Kimmy, didn't you tell me or didn't somebody say that, like,
it was Kimmy.
All the worst episodes are not even here yet?
Yeah. No, that was Kimmy that said that, yeah. And it makes me terrified to watch season 6.
Yeah. Honestly, is there an episode that I love more than those two episodes? I don't know.
Those are your favorite episodes.
Those are my two favorite episodes.
Yeah. I think there might be, maybe there'll be one that qualifies.
Yeah.
I think at the very least, I think we'll get an episode that will crack our, like, top 10 episodes.
Is what I'd say. Remember the episode where it was just like a repeated story from everyone's perspectives over and over and over again? Joey and Pacey were hooking up in the
That was a really good one.
That was a great episode.
I forget the name of it. And then Kimmy says, overall, season 5 is really epic levels of bad, but rewatching with you is a great life choice. See you for season 6.
Yeah. So, we love you, everybody who's been on this journey with us. Oh my God, I'm going to like cry. It's just like so crazy to be at our final season and go on this journey. And this show is like really, really special. And I'm just like really happy that you and I covered it, Jess, and that we've had so many amazing listeners and people that have been on the journey with us. It really means a lot.
And we're going into our final season. Like, I can't even believe this. Like, this is what, like a year and a half? No. When did we start this? 2021?
January 2021, I think.
I think you're right. So it's been 2+ years in the making that we'll finish Dawson's Creek. The projections are saying, you know, around end of August, early September is when we will wrap things up on the show. Of course, we did our season 5 wrap up. Sarah, I think based on the feedback that we've gotten, I'm going to say because of the continuation of a storyline, I think we should watch the first 2 episodes for the next podcast and cover them together.
Oh, really?
Based on what I've heard in terms of like, it's the continuation of one storyline. I feel like it makes the most sense to do them jointly.
Okay.
So I think that's the move. So next week, well, we're going to do our drama draft, of course, as well. But we'll also have season 6, episodes 1 and 2. The kids are all right and the song remains the same.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do it.
We have a list of fun guests lined up for season 6. So I'm really, really excited to get into all of it. And of course, if you want to send in feedback like all the fun kids do, shit90spod.com, shit90spod@gmail.com. Twitter at @shit90spod, Instagram at @shit90spod. Like, there's like just so many ways. Just reach out to us, like literally any of those ways. We'll find it. Anything you'd like to add to our conversation about season 5, Sarah?
No, let's move forward. I'm really looking forward. So we are doing something really fun for bonus content in March. We are doing a 90s accessories bracket. So check that out. That should be in your podcast feed shortly. We're having Gia Worthy on with us.
Yes,
and so I'm really excited about that. And then, more to come in terms of me. I am covering Daisy Jones and the Six. We are at the end of the series, and we have one more podcast to record with Marissa Garza over at PSR. So check that out. And then Adam H. and I are covering How I Met Your Father, and that show is going on a hiatus. So we have one more episode of that, and then we're going on like a little breaky break. So that's what's going on with me. You can catch me at Sarah Ferguson. Jess has like 90,000 podcasts.
It's all Succession and Yellow Jackets. No, I'm not doing that.
All right.
It's all Succession and Yellow Jackets over on Post Show Recaps. Check out all that content. I think that's everything. I think it's only just those two shows.
Oh, so okay.
It's just a lot of each of them. Yeah. So go check out all of those podcasts on Post Show Recaps. You could catch me at The Jess Sterling. And of course, check out at @shit90spod. Fill out the bracket. I'm so excited to be talking about that. We're going to record it tomorrow. So it's coming up soon for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back very soon with our drama draft. And then, of course, the premiere of season 6. I can't wait to get into all of it. Until next time, everyone, have a good one. Bye. Just ask.
Shit 90 shows taught me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.